So I just started teaching my sons a little bit of laning. They wanted to know some of the trup. So the first lesson of laning, especially coming from anyone who knows me, is that it doesn't make a difference how you sound, the tune, the voice. The only thing that makes a difference is you get the right pronunciation of the word. That's the only thing.
Speed.
Well, speed, of course. That I taught them. That was the first lesson. But after the initial speed lesson, then I said, look, it doesn't make a difference. No one's ever going to correct you if you do a mercha, tipcha, instead of a mapach, pashta. No one cares. The only thing they care is if you say kshar tom instead of kshar tem, everyone's going to jump on you. Now that's step one. But it's true. You know, the pronunciation often changes the words. Little things like a shva versus a pasach, we'll see, doesn't make a difference. So I have a very basic question for you. It's a very simple chabura. Is it with atef batzitzis or with atef bitzitzis? No? What do you say? Be? No? Ba? Be? Okay, this is going to be a good chabur. Shulchan Aruch says, very simply, that Mevarech, again, Shulchan Aruch didn't have nekudos. So Artsko wrote him a nekudos. I'm not going to tell you, I mean, not Artsko, but Mr. Breyer, this fancy not good one, wrote it in. But it says, Mevarech was atef, beiz tzadi yud tzadi yud tzad. So it says, Shulchan Aruch writes, it's betzitzis or ba or betzitzis. That's the words you said. Unclear exactly, is it ba or is it bit? Comes along the Bach and comments based on a Zohar, which is really also a Gemara in Sota to a similar extent, that when you say Re'isem Oso, referring to Vitzitzis, you look at Vitzitzis, what are you supposed to be looking at? You're supposed to look at the Tcheles, the blue string on Vitzitzis. It's supposed to remind you of the sky and remind you of the Kisei HaKavod and etc. There's all steps. I remember the exact step. Each step one looks at the sea, the sky, then the Kisei HaKavod. Everything blue is supposed to remind you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember all the mitzvahs. So therefore, by looking at your tcheles, it encapsulates and it reminds you of all the mitzvahs. Okay. Therefore, says the Bach, here's the kicker, you should therefore say ba tzitzis. Because ba, again, I'm not, diktuk is not my forte, but the basics is that ba means be ha. With, or with satev, be ha tzitzis. Not with all the tzitzis, but with something unique or some specific aspect of the tzitzis. What's the main specific aspect of the tzitzis? Tcheles. So says the Bach, since the tcheles is the most important part of the tzitzis, you shouldn't say bitzitzis, which means the mitzvah tzitzis. You should say beha tzitzis, which is ba tzitzis, because that highlights to you the main part of the tzitzis. That's what I'm wrapping myself, and that's the tcheles. This is what the Bach writes. Okay. According to the Bach, it's clear it should be ba tzitzis. Yeah.
Even according to the Bach, shouldn't that be only when you have tcheles on your tzitzis?
Excellent. Hold on. 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Says the Bach, it should be ba tzitzis. He also throws in at the end, also the rules of diktuk make sense that it should be ba tzitzis. There I lost him already. There's one line, I don't know the rules of diktuk. I saw the Malbim writes, Malbim definitely knew the rules of diktuk. He says, you say the same thing, by what other bracha is a bibba? New, do you have a big issue? You know, it's a few months down the line, that's the hint. Huh? Close, right? Holiday. Way shave? Basuk or bisuk. So there says the Russian is basuk, and therefore says the Malbim, that's another example. When you have a ba at the end of a sentence, it should be ba. Okay. I don't know diktuk, anything like that, but let's just leave it simple so it makes sense. You have a precedent from Sukkah. Here you have it. Says the Bach should be ba. Comes on the mug in Avram, and in five words, says, well, the Lavush says to say be, the Bach says to say ba. Okay. So I looked at what's the Lavush, what's the lumbus of the Lavush? The Lavush says, look, I agree with the Bach completely. The Pasach, ba, highlights Tcheles. And tcheles is the main part of tzitzis, but there's one problem. Most of us don't wear tcheles nowadays. So you're going to say ba tzitzis, with satev ba tzitzis highlighting the tcheles, but you're not wearing tcheles. So therefore, says the Lavush, you should therefore, it says, it makes more sense to say bit tzitzis, because that's like a lower level, it's just with the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not complete because it doesn't have the tcheles. And therefore, he says, preferably say bit tzitzis. Aye, so what are we going to do about the poor Bach? Bach didn't have tcheles either. So how come he said ba tzitzis and thought about tcheles? He says, that's exactly why I want you to say ba tzitzis. says the machzor shekel for the bach. Because what was the reason of the bach? It's supposed to remind you of tchelas. You're not wearing tchelas. So say wasatev batzitzis, which will remind you of the tchelas that you should be wearing, and that will remind you of the kisei akavod, etc. So therefore this discussion really is the fact that you don't have tchelas, does that mean you changed the nusach? Or do you specifically say batzitzis? That's one discussion. There is a Maram Dilun Tzato, quoted by a lot of Achrodim. I don't even know where to look that up inside. But he says like this. The word Pasach, again, I'm not sure I fully understand this, but maybe based on what we said, we could figure it out. It's batzitzis, refers to the strings. I guess it's like be ha tzitzis, the actual tzitzis themselves, the strings. The word bitzitzis really means the mitzvah tzitzis, including the beged, etc. So therefore, says the Maram Munsato, it makes more sense to say bit tzitzis. What are you wrapping yourself with? L'sa'atef, bit tzitzis, with the beged of tzitzis. You're not wrapping yourself with the strings. You're taking the talus and you're wrapping it. So if bi means the beged and ba means the strings, so much better to say bit tzitzis because you're wrapping yourself with the talus itself. Okay. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, what you've all been waiting for. New? So what does Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah is wild over here. Mishnah Berurah says three words. On the words Vesati Batitzis in Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't say Nekudos, Mishnah Berurah says Bishva Tachas Habez. Takes doesn't, no, not wishy-washy at all. Mishnah Berurah tells you exactly it should be Bitzitzis. You look at the Sharetzin, and what does he say? Two great words, Rov Achronim. Most poskim agree it should be bitzitzis. Now it goes flies against the face of the Bach, who said it was ba tzitzis. Comes on Dayan Fisher in the Eben Yisrael and says that's wrong. It's just wrong. It's not true that most Achronim, if you tally them up, they don't all say bitzitzis. If anything, he says, they go the other way. The Chai Adam, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim didn't take sides, but the Shulchan Aruch Adam and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they all say, say ba. And the Bach said, he say ba. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say that most Achronim say bit? He says, you know where the Mishnah Berurah got it from? From the Chidah. He uses that same language. But the Chidah is wrong also, he says. So the Mishnah Berurah is just cribbing the Chidah, and therefore Mishnah Berurah was usually quoting earlier Achronim. And he says, it's just incorrect. So says the Dayan Fisher, so what's the pshat? How come Mishnah Berurah writes bit? He says, well, maybe he says it goes a chacham echad. He doesn't say this chacham echad, which says it should be a shva because it's different than by sukkah. By sukkah, you're actually sitting in the sukkah, right? It's ba sukkah, as opposed to the tzitzis. You're not actually misatef. Maybe with the, you're not actually being misatef with the strings itself, like we saw. So therefore, he says it's incorrect to say ba tzitzis. It's preferable to say bit tzitzis. Then he doesn't like that because he says the beged and the strings the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. No, so we've all been waiting for. So what's the practical, what are you supposed to do? So Mr. Brewer, we said, says it's bitzitzis. Bach says it's batzitzis. Evan Yisrael, the Reb Fisher, Dayan Fisher, says it should be bat. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvas, he cites Shulchan Aruch in the Siddurim of the Arizal, the Yavitz, and the Vilna Gaon. You don't get like the whole spectrum of Judaism in really one footnote of the Piskei Tshuvas. He says all those Siddurim, I don't look up each Siddur, but he says all those Siddurim, they all say batzitzis. If you look at the Malbim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas, it quotes the Chaznish as well, it quotes from Greenman, who quotes the Chaznish, they all said, ba tzitzis. Now, it goes against, keep in mind, that smack in the face of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was very clear, bit tzitzis. He didn't waver at all, bit tzitzis. Comes on Mitzvus Van Haggis, and he quotes his good friend, the Pa'as Sadecha, Rav Monk, who's Nifter 20, 30 years ago, I think, but a huge Talmud Chacham, and he says, Pas Sadecha says it's very simple. To Sofrim in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, printing error, says Ritshuvas Van Haggis, I'm not going that far. He says, I'm not going that far. Says, Mishnah Berurah may have had his reasons, but you don't have to follow the Mishnah Berurah. So you go, ba. So new. So what does the Art Scroll say? So I looked right before. You looked at Ashkenaz inspired. You have to always look at Ashkenaz inspired.
Inspired, it
says no, so that I would tune this off. So Ashkenaz answer. I checked both art scrolls because I want to make sure. Because I've seen differences between Ashkenaz inspired. The Hebrew art scroll, both Ashkenaz inspired, both says ba, and has a footnote number 3, which says nun aleph, nusach acheres, bi. So art scroll passing should be ba, connected to Mishnah Berurah, but they care enough about the Mishnah Berurah to put him in a footnote. Whatever you do, you're fine. Shkoyach.